With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Beryl crosses the tip of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, while officials in Texas are urging coastal residents to prepare as the storm moves towards the Gulf. Beryl hit Mexico near the resort town of Tulum as a Category 2 hurricane. Nim Kidd, the chief of the Texas Division of Emergency Management, on KVUE-TV.
We would ask that people take the time to make sure that their vehicles are fueled, make sure that they have food and water, and that they've taken care of their pets. Check on their family members, and take the time now to prepare so that whenever this thing is making landfall, you're already where you need to be.
Some Texas counties have already issued voluntary evacuation orders in low-lying areas. Hundreds of thousands of homes in Jamaica remain without electrical power in wake of the hurricane. Kevet Silvera is executive director of the nonprofit international relief agency Food for the Poor in Jamaica.
Food for the Poor has been activating our emergency response mode, and we had anticipated a number of these communities being inaccessible. So we pre-positioned relief supplies across the island with our distribution network partners. Families that are being affected or would have been affected would have been able to get immediate assistance.
Listeners wishing to assist Food for the Poor's emergency efforts in Jamaica can text the word Jamaica to 51555. Also at SRNnews.com, ABC News is releasing clips from President Biden's first interview since his subpar debate performance. In the pre-recorded interview, Biden was asked if he watched the debate. He replied he didn't think so. More Democrats are calling on Biden to drop out of the election. Illinois Congressman Mike Quigley called on Biden to step aside to, quote, prevent utter catastrophe, end quote. At least three other House Democrats have called on the president to step back and allow another candidate to take his place. This is SRN News. A man wins a beauty contest in Maryland.
Bailey Ann Kennedy, a man who is living as a woman, was crowned Miss Maryland, the first transgender person to win that prize. A number of other contestants are expressing their dissatisfaction, pointing out how men are invading women's spaces, both in beauty contests and in sports. Men have actually been winning pageants for several years now, both here in the U.S. and abroad. Kennedy will compete in the Miss USA show next month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say they're determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Muslim terrorists on Christian and Jewish houses of worship in two cities last month. The attacks killed 21 people and injured at least 43 others in a region on the Caspian Sea. A 110-year-old synagogue, a center for Jewish life, was destroyed in a fire during the attacks. This is SRN News. The Kansas Supreme Court strikes down state laws regulating abortion providers more strictly than other health care providers and banning a common second trimester procedure.
The court's decision in two separate cases reaffirms its stance that the state constitution protects abortion access. The court declared access to abortion a fundamental right in 2019. The court rejected a suggestion from lawyers for the state that the justices should walk back the 2019 decision.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling to reinstate the use of ballot drop boxes in the battleground state. It overturns a decision the court made less than 2 years ago that banned the use of most of the boxes, which are prone to fraud. The court said the decision doesn't force or require any municipal clerks to use the boxes. More details at srnnews.com.